A Seattle man received an 18-year prison sentence on terrorism charges yesterday. He was convicted of plotting to attack a military installation in Seattle. KUOW's John Ryan reports.
35-year-old Abu Khalid Abdul Latif pled guilty to conspiracy to murder government officials and conspiracy to use weapons of mass destruction. The plot was to use machine guns and grenades to attack a processing center for military recruits. Abdul Latif purchased weapons from a police informant and made detailed plans to attack the facility on East Marginal Way South. U.S. Attorney Jenny Durkin called it a classic case of terrorism.
In addition to protecting the community from the acts of this person, this sentence sends a very strong message to others who would harm us. In simple words, don't. Don't try.
The defense maintained that the police informant manufactured the plot and egged on the defendant along the way, but Judge James Robart disagreed. He said Abdul Latif had a history of espousing political violence long before he met the informant. Throughout the hearing, Abdul Latif's wife was murmuring prayers from the second row of the audience. She was covered in black except for her hands and her eyes. In his black robe and bow tie, Judge Robart criticized the investigation as sloppy at best. Seattle Police Detective Samuel DeJesus had destroyed around 400 text messages between him and his informant. The informant destroyed other evidence on his phone as well. After the hearing, the defendant's wife, Binta Musa Davis, denounced the sentence.
Because they destroyed the evidence. And why they destroy 400 messages if you know you're right? Because you know you're not right. That's why.
Defense attorney said the informant was paid around $96,000 for bringing in the defendant. Abdul Latif could have faced 30 years to life for his charges, but U.S. attorneys agreed to a plea agreement of between 17 and 19 years after the evidence destruction came to light. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.